Speaking of K1, Community Connection on the way next on K1, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And we have 82 degrees, headed for a high temperature later on today, around 97. Heat index is closer to 107. And that's about how hot the buys will be for the K1 auction coming up in less than 2 weeks. Dory, we're talking about the auction again.
I love it, Charlie. It's always a sign of summer when we're talking about auction, because we have a great time. Every summer, we've been doing this many, many years.
Yes.
And it's just always one of the highlights, both for us and for our advertisers. And for the people who come to the auction, they get great bargains.
Yeah, and I think that we need to make that point that it is a buy for our advertisers, because that's how we get the stuff. It's not like we're simply going out there and buying stuff. We are, but we're buying it specifically from businesses you hear on the air right
here. Exactly. You know, sometimes you don't realize some of the items that you can get locally. So we actually go out and we purchase them from our advertisers and bring them to the auction, and you can see some great brand new merchandise and get it at a good bargain. If you're not for sure what we're talking about the KWON auction that will be held the last Saturday of July. It's always the last Saturday of July, which this year happens to be July 28th. But we typically do that at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start at 9 o'clock this year. We've started at 10 o'clock in the past, but we're going to start a little bit earlier this year, just so if people have plans for the rest of their day and they want to be able to get on and do other things too. We thought we'd start just a little bit earlier. We're going to have a great selection of merchandise again. You can actually come at 8 o'clock and view things between 8 and 9. Come out to the fairgrounds and walk by the tables and look and see all the items. Every item will have a little tag beside it, and it'll have the what the item's called, a little bit of description about the item. It'll say where the item's from, and then it'll say the retail price of the item, and then it'll say 80%, because we make sure that our auctioneer, which is going to be Pam Elvington again from Auctions by Mary, Pam will be there, and when she hits that 80% of the retail price, she has to stop. She can't go anymore. It's not your typical auction where you can go on and on and on and on and on and on. It stops right there. We do have some items that are really popular, and some people will all of a sudden just shout out the 80% price or the maximum price, because they know that it's a great deal, and they'll go ahead and get it there too. So that's kind of a hint. If you've never been there before, all of a sudden you hear somebody say max bid or a certain price, that's because they want it at that 80% price. So because they'll come out early and take a peek at the items, look at the tags on it. We'll also have a gift certificate board up on the wall. We have fabulous gift certificates. We have them from restaurants and from different stores around the community, as well as like Branson and Eureka Spring, Frontier City, Whitewater Bay in Oklahoma, a lot of attractions and stuff too. So you'll have a chance to get gift certificates for the attractions as well as local businesses. So we have a wide variety of things, and we always have a great turnout. It's a whole lot of fun. It'll last a couple hours. Come when you can. If you can't be there at 9 o'clock, come at 10, 11, or 12. We'll be going. It's not too late. You walk in the door and you register with us for a number. Everybody gets a number. That's how you bid, is by your number. It doesn't cost anything for a number, and you're eligible for door prizes too. So by registering, you might have a chance to win some things whether you buy anything or not.
And there's always some great buys, like you said. 80% is the most you're going to pay, but I've seen some great buys go for you know, half price or less.
So. Exactly, exactly. And you know, we've got big ticket items like mattress and box springs and recliners and lawnmowers and, you know, things like that. And then we've got tiny little things like jewelry and jewelry that's expensive and jewelry that's not expensive. You know, so we've got a whole variety of items. And actually, Tina, our promotions director here, she's been putting them up on the website, and she can tell you a little bit more about how you can see and find out more.
I saw a Facebook post about gas cards again, so yeah. Tina,
yes, we've been trying to get them on our Facebook as we get them in, and we also are putting them on our website, and you can find that under the community tab at bartersvilleradio.com, and you'll find the Bartersville auction and click on that, and it'll take you right to the site, and it has all of the items on there, and it also has a link that you can click on, and it'll show you all of the gift certificates and different attractions that we have.
Yeah, some of those gift certificates, I know the people go specifically for them because they're getting ready to plan a trip to, let's say, Branson or something, and this helps them have a lot of fun with not so much money.
Yes, sir. You get some really great deals on, and some of those shows are, quite costly. So you get them at half price or below, or even the 80% price, you're still saving money on your vacation. So definitely come out and check it out.
I was talking Friday with a couple of guys from the Million Dollar Quartet, and I know that's one of them that we have talked about, and I think it's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always nice when you get to hear from some of those artists. So it's neat.
Well, and Tina just went to Eureka Springs and checked out a few of the places too over the weekend for her anniversary, and so she can vouch that there's some neat things there too.
Yes, we went to the Turpentine Creek for one, and they have a new bear there. His name is Bam Bam, and he's quite the show off. So he's pretty interesting. And if you can go earlier in the morning, so it's cooler and the animals are out, and we did see a couple of tigers play in, and it was just really cool.
But she's also got a neat one this year, a brand new attraction in the Dallas area.
Oh, yes. And in Plano, Texas, we have the Crayola Experience. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't checked it out, go online and check it out. Yeah, you can label and create your own crayon. So you can watch how the crayons are made, and you can 3D digital art. And it's just a really neat place, and I'd like to head down there myself.
Sounds like a good grandparents' place, too, Charlie.
Grandparents' place.
You can never know where grandparents might want to take a granddaughter or a grandson, for that matter. And so you've got other action items on the auction. Some are for the grown-ups or older, and some of them, typically, you've got some kids' items in there.
We do, yeah. I'll just mention a few of the things. I already mentioned the mattress that we have, one latex mattress from Edna Mattress Factory, again, in Edna. We've got sod from Enterprise Sod. We've got golfing again from Adams Golf Course. We've got the lawnmower from Roman's Outdoor Power. We've got sunglasses from Quality Vision. Candles and gift items from Keepsake Candles. Jewelry from Riddles Jewelry. We've got chemicals from Blue Stem Aerial, like your Roundup and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. We've got floral items from Cynthia's No Water Floral. Kitchen and cleaning supplies from Watts Distributing. The recliner from Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center. You mentioned the gas cards. It's actually their, what did they call their
kickback cards.
Yeah. Kickback cards that have $25 on them. So it's good for gas or anything else that you want from the Phillips 66 ASAP stores locally. Had a good time shopping at Bitty Country. They've got some fun things. There's a cute little camo child sleeping bag part of it.
Okay.
We've got some cookware and silverware and all from there. For the guys, I guess it doesn't have to be guys, but a compressor, a floor jack, and a power jump start from BNC Napa.
Okay.
That's kind of more of a guy's type things, but gals need them too.
Yeah.
We've got craft items that they make at Martha's Task. If you're not familiar with Martha's Task, it's where ladies go and create handmade items and then sell them. And so that's we've got some neat things from there. An interesting one this year that we have that's new is Crossroads Raceway is going to be giving away a party for that. We've got Market Bucks from the Bartlesville area Farmers Market. I had a great time Friday shopping over in Pawhuska at some of the stores over there. Prairie Cottage is one of my favorite stores there, and I got a rustic cuff purse, rustic cuff bracelet, a hummingbird feeder, Pioneer Woman cookbooks, as well as some other little fun jewelries and things too. more toward the outdoorsy type stuff at Triangle Serum over there. I got a raccoon or armadillo trap. It's kind of that size of a trap. For the gals, a pink camo stunt gun flashlight.
There you go.
I got an outdoor sprayer, too, if you had to spray chemicals on your yard and that type of thing.
If you pick up the chemicals, you might need something to spray
exactly,
with.
Exactly. So Mud Pies, too, is a beautiful store over in Pawhuska. And I got one of those marble rolling pins and a marble cake plate and a decorative tray that's huge. It's really big. You could either put it on a wall. It's kind of a copper and wood. You can put it on the wall as a decoration, or it's large that you can put it like on an ottoman, you know, and use it as kind of a tabletop if you've got an ottoman to sit down. Anyway, it's really neat. I'm excited about it. Plus, I got a handbag from there that's a cowhide type handbag that's really kind of unique, too. They have really unique things at Mud Pies, too, so that was fun to shop there.
Sounds like a great idea, and of course, I mean, it's hard work for you to go out and pick up all
the shopping. You know, it's tough. I've been from Pawhuska to Caney to Nowata to Dewey and Bartlesville and Charlie. Just, you know, I'm well qualified to shop. Thank you.
You've had plenty of years of training and practice just because of the number of years we've done the auction, and it's just a fun thing to do anyway.
It is, too.
If you're looking about the K1 auction coming up a week from this Saturday, and we will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Again, previewing the K1 auction coming up a week from Saturday. It'll be at the fairgrounds in Dewey, and we've been talking about that. I have seen people buying Christmas gifts in advance at the auction, and no doubt it will happen again sometime again this year.
It is. It's a great time to do some Christmas shopping and get that out of the way and save some money, and you're supporting local businesses as well as you're doing this. So that's true. Charlie, I mentioned some more over in Pawhuska. Salt Creek Gallery is a fun shop over there, and I got a teal roller bag. Like, you know, you go through the airport, a little duffel bag type thing on rollers and stuff, and it's a really pretty teal leather color, and I think a lot of ladies are going to like that. They also have some really cute clothes, so I got a couple casual tops, kind of the oversized tops that are comfortable too. And then the most beautiful umbrella that I've ever seen. It's a floral design on this umbrella. Anyway, you got to see it. You have to look. She'll take a picture of it and put it on the website too.
Sounds
and
like
people
a great
can
idea.
Look at it. But Salt Creek Gallery in Pawhuska. If you need an air conditioner, we've been up to Hughes Lumber in Dewey and gotten an air conditioner. We got some paint. We got a wheelbarrow. Let's see, what else did we get?
Okay. Extension cords and ratchet straps and a garden hose and a really nice shop broom. It's really nice. Those come in handy. Gosh, what else did we get?
Well, over at the Grape Dumpling in Pawhuska, I got another Western-style person bag, kind of a decorative pillow, and a candle holder. So you can see a variety of items.
When you talk about the paint, and I want to just, even if you got white, I don't care, it doesn't matter. If somebody wants a different color, can they work things around?
Well, they could go back up there, and they can help tint their paint, you know, and things like that. It's just a basic primer type of paint, and so that you know, most people can use it, but yeah, if you need to do that, you can go up and they can, they're full service, they can do all those things at Hughes. So, and then let's talk about some of the fun gift certificates, because, you know, I mentioned that you know, it's just like kind of cash. I mean, you go in there and you get with a gift certificate and you're only going to pay 80 cents on the dollar for it, but you might get a lot less too.
So if it's a $20 gift certificate, the most you're going to pay is 16.
Correct. That's it. And Charlie, I've got them for fun places like Dink's and Sterling's. I'd like to go there to eat. So those are good places too. We've got a lot of the experiences and places to go that we mentioned. I mentioned Market Bucks from Bartlesville Area Market. So they're $5 little gift certificates that you can go and take to get the different produce and items that you might get at the farmer's market. We've also got gift certificates from Star Nutrition, from Teddy Bear, from Gators Window Cleaning and Pressure Washing Service, from Monterey's Little Mexico, the UPS Store, One Stop Vape Shop, We've got them from a lot of the attractions again. I'm looking through some of those.
We've got the Mid-America Feed, Farm, and Ranch okay. out of Tallulah. We have them as well. Mm-hmm. I know one of our sales team, he was kind of sad. He can't bid on that for himself, but
you can find a friend maybe, you know.
Maybe.
And we've got them for Lookin' Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning too, and the Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli. And I might also mention that Rolling Pin will be at the auction again with a lot of their homemade goodies. They are concessionaire out there for the auction, and so they'll be there early. And you know, if you need your fix on a nice big old cinnamon roll or some breads, they'll have that that you can purchase. And then as it gets towards lunchtime, they'll have some sandwiches. And in the past, they've done some barbecue sandwiches and that type of thing, too, that to have for lunch. So, you know, when you come, come and just stay and enjoy, or come and go if you have to. One thing I might mention about the gift certificates is we do have them all, like I said, listed on the wall so that you can come and look ahead of time. But say you can't get there till 11 o'clock, and we've already had 2 hours worth of auction going, and some of the gift certificates, we have maybe 30 of them, and if only 20 of those sold, we'll have 10 left over. So we'll put those we actually have a place where you can buy gift certificates, mm-hmm. and we'll mark up on the wall that we have 10 left and at what price they sold for at the auction. So if you came late, you could come and purchase those at the same price that someone got them for at the auction earlier during the auction time. And so the auction's still going, but you can purchase leftover gift certificates as well.
Now, in that situation where there might be 30 gift certificates for whatever it is, mm-hmm. The auction sets the price of it. The person taking the bid gets how many they would want to buy first, but then it opens up for everybody else at that price.
It opens up for everybody else at that price too, so that they can have as many as they want. So even though we have 30 gift certificates, you might only want two. So you'll say, I want two of them, or you might want five of them, or you might want 10 of them, whatever it is. And then at that point, they'll open it up and say, okay, does anyone else also want it at $8, or you know, the price that it went for, and then they'll take those bids. And at that point, if we still have some left over, that's when we say they go to the wall, and people later can go up and purchase more if they want to as well.
Okay,
but you have to be careful with those prices now, because that first person, if they want all 30, then you miss out.
Yeah. Exactly. So they could take them all, and you're not going to get
some. And I have seen that for some of the area restaurants, so yeah.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. People will take them and use them, because they do have expiration dates on them, but most of them are far enough out that, not all of them have expiration dates, but yeah. Far enough out that you can use them for quite a long time. And again, they make great gifts, too. So just like you said, when you maybe shop for Christmas.
Okay, sounds like a neat idea for Christmas shopping. And Tina, you're going to be continuing to post them to the web, to Facebook, and giving people an opportunity to look things over before the auction day.
Yes, and if you have any questions, you're welcome to message us or email or call or whatever you want to do. If you have questions, just let us know.
Well, I saw the Facebook post again when you were posting the kickback cards, and somebody did come back and ask, you know, how much are they and that sort of thing. And of course, over the weekend, I saw all those answers pop up on Facebook.
Yep. So, yep. You'll always get an answer. So, you know, and if you don't, then definitely give us a call or, you know, private message or whatever. So,
okay. Just one of those neat things. And the whole list of participating businesses, I know, is on the web, and it's also on the Sunrise Reporter.
Yes.
So people can kind of look the list of businesses over, too.
Exactly. And again, we want to thank Pam Elvington and Auctions by Mary. They've done this now with us quite a few years, and they're fun. You know, sometimes people think, well, I just can't understand. Dory, you talk fast, but they really talk fast. but they keep it at a pace where you can understand and listen well. They are pros in what they do, and they make it a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, it's fun listening to an auctioneer, but where you're going to buy, you want to make sure you understand what's being sold and at what price.
Exactly, and they do a wonderful job with it.
And they do, and this is something that I think Pam has done for us for quite a few years. She did take 1 year off, but was back the next year.
Exactly, so we appreciate that, and we should invite people again. Come out 8 o'clock to begin browsing the items and the gift certificates, and then 9 o'clock the action will start, and come when you can. Free numbers, door prizes, great concessions with Rolling Pin. It's just really a fun morning. A lot of our staff will be there too, helping out, so you'll get a chance to meet and visit with them as well. And if you haven't met some of the newer people, this might be your opportunity to do that. And then some of us old people will still be around, Charlie.
Yeah, I think I don't know what a summer would be like without going to the auction.
So. I know. How many? You've been through quite a few of these.
I would guesstimate it around 25, more or less. Yeah. I don't know exactly, but yeah.
Well, it's around 40 for me, Charlie.
Well, yeah. Well, you grew up with it, so that's a little different.
Exactly. Those are my high school jobs. So.
Well, and got the OJT on that one. Tina?
I might mention that if you are a business and you want to participate and get in on all this, then it's not too late. You still have a few days left, so contact one of our members of our sales team, or you can always call up here and we can get you in touch with someone.
And then we'll send Dory or... suitable substitute over to do some shopping.
We'll Absolutely. Shop. Tina and I love to shop. So.
I had a really great time. So, yeah, I think the auction will be my new favorite as well. So
sound like a deal. Well, that's a preview of the upcoming auction coming up a week from Saturday. And ONN News on the way next.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Oklahoma's Medicaid.